Fred Keller was a psychologist who had devised this particular program. And at first I thought, well, okay, he wasn't too sure of all the details of it, so we got some more materials, and that summer we put together this physics-chemistry course that actually I brought to Rollins from Wabash. This is how Wabash taught their non-majors as well as their majors at Wabash. But we devised the course during the summer. We wrote in the neighborhood of like 20 units or chapters each for the two semesters, wrote four quizzes for each unit, which meant we wrote about 80-some quizzes each. And it was a tremendous amount of work. And started the course off that fall, which would have been the fall of 1974. And it was very successful. And I decided, okay, besides doing this first-year course, that I would try organic chemistry. So I did, which was, I was also teaching that. And so I did a PSI unit on that, which I think that paper is referring to as some of the stuff that we did in that course, and then also did the biochemistry course, which is the other course I taught at the same time. So it was a very large effort, which was very, very successful. We did a lot of measurements of the outcomes of the students, and particularly their ability to retain information. We found that the Keller / PSI method was very good for retention of information in science. And that attracted me in terms of organic, which is usually taught as a lot of facts. I don't teach it that way, but some people do. And then the students soon forget all the facts. But the other was biochemistry, which also is very fact-filled, but one has to be able to see the relationships from one thing to another. And again, the PSI method was very good for that. I about killed myself doing all that work in that time period because, again, writing all these units, we published a book with Wiley, which was a PSI method for organic chemistry. And the biochemistry went on there. The unfortunate thing is in the PSI method, you use student tutors that are either normally are the people that have had the course the year before. Well, biochemistry is a senior level course, and so there is no students that want to come back in the fifth year and help me as tutors into the biochemistry course. So that was all on my own. I was the tutor, the writer of all the units, the grader of everything, and so on. So that probably was bad, and eventually I did drop doing that. I think by 1980, when Larry Ng Wilmot came, we were still doing, we separated out chemistry and we were doing that PSI. I was still doing organic PSI, but about a year or two after that, we decided it's just too much work. And Larry convinced me that it probably is, it's just too much involvement in that and that we ought to do some other things as well. So we dropped it. But it was highly successful. Probably some of the greatest teaching experiences I had working as the tutor in the courses, because a student come in, you grade their little test, usually about a 20 or 30 minute test. You grade it and you point out their errors, and if they did not succeed at least about the 95% level, they failed the test. And what that meant was that they had to go back and study some more and come back and take another form of that test. And the same kind of questions, but different questions. And so at that point, when you graded this, that you had an opportunity to talk to them about the mistakes the student's making. And at first, it sort of bothered me that I was sitting there with the student watching me grade, when most of the time, professors grade papers without the students ever watching. So they're watching you as you grade this, and you put a big red X on something. Like, you know, this fear and trepidation on the part of the student, and I think it might manifest in a negative reaction towards me. But I learned that this is okay, and that they actually then enjoyed the fact that I would talk to them about, okay, you need to look at this, and look at this, and we'd open the book and say, okay, what don't you understand about this? So they would have immediate response from what they had just put down in a quiz. That to me was probably really exciting, because there are times when you could see the student like, oh, you know, the ah moment. It's like, okay, ah, that's how you do that. And that was extremely useful and very exciting to me as a teacher to have that experience.